Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On Saturday, the 6th of October, the London International Church of Christ will be putting on a Deuteronomy Teaching Day. A whole morning of teaching from 10 till 1 on the book of Deuteronomy. It's my privilege to be able to teach this. So here are some teasers to get us interested, to get our spiritual Bible blood flowing a little bit in advance. Let's look at the first few verses of Deuteronomy chapter 1 from verse 1. These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the wilderness east of the Jordan, that is, in the Arabah, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by the Mount Seir road. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them. This was after he had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and at Edrei had defeated Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtoreth. East of the Jordan, in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound this law, saying, and we'll go on to detail in future recordings. Moses looms large here in these first few verses. He is mentioned several times. What an amazing character. Here they are, ready to go into the promised land, led by Moses, the man of God, the man who God used to lead them out of slavery, through whom he gave them the law at Sinai, through whom he established his covenant relationship with the Israelites, who gave the instructions about the tabernacle and the organization of the priesthood and sacrificial system, who gave the Israelites guidance for the feasts and seasons, how to be organized in the camp through their journeys, the man who led them on their 11-day journey to the border of the promised land, and who offered them patient leadership, at least mostly patient leadership, for the next 38 years, leading them in victory over the kings east of the Jordan, and who apportioned the land east of the Jordan to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh. What an amazing man of God. What an amazing person. Somebody who we can look to for inspiration. No wonder we are called to pay attention to his words here at the beginning of the book of Deuteronomy. This book is teed up a bit like a speech from a king to his subjects, very much in the style of that day. One thing I think that would be very beneficial for us as we study the book of Deuteronomy is to look at the character of Moses. Why not read through the book of Deuteronomy, asking yourself what you learn about his character, what you learn about his relationship with God, what you learn about him as a leader, what you learn about him as somebody who is just as human as you or I. What we learn about him will be things that will help us in our relationship with God. Moses, an amazing man of God, one of the characters that we will learn a lot about as we study the book of Deuteronomy. I look forward to, I hope, seeing as many of you as possible at the Deuteronomy Teaching Day, 6th of October. Take care and God bless.